Guatemala is one of the countries in Central America feeling the pressure from Washington, pressure to stop its people from migrating north to the United States. Last week, Guatemalan voters went to the polls to pick a new president. Now the two top vote-getters get to face each other in a runoff election in August. Whoever wins faces a nearly impossible task, complying with American demands on immigration. That's because, as Emily Green reports, migration has become a key source of income for many families in parts of Guatemala.
Fernando Gonzalez Hernandez watches as his nephew saw wood. They're building a cabinet for his new home here in Comunidad Agraria Emmanuel. It's a rural town in western Guatemala. Gonzalez also helps by straightening out old nails with a hammer so they can be reused. The new home is a work in progress, thanks to one person.
Federico Gonzalez Morales. Sí, él está en Indiana.
Gonzalez says his son's name with pride. He works construction in Indiana and sends home remittances, or cash, every month. It's money that's helping build this home, which is bare bones but comfortable. There's a big living room, small kitchen, two bedrooms, a concrete floor. The roof is mostly tin shingles roped together. But Gonzalez says it's better than before. He says it was embarrassing because when it rained, the wind blew off parts of the roof. They had to run and fetch it. So far, the new house has cost around $6,500, way beyond what the family here could save up. Gonzalez is a coffee farmer. He says he makes around $4.50 a day, which isn't enough to pay for basic expenses. It's a situation a lot of families face here, especially since coffee prices have crashed in recent years.
Family remittances to Guatemala were not that important until about 15 years ago.
Manuel Orozco is an expert on migration and remittances. He says today, around 1 in 4 Guatemalan families receive remittances, and those remittances account for roughly 50% of their income. He says one of the first things migrants do with the money is invest in a new home or fix up their old one.
The main reason they do that is because it's a safe, reliable, and attractive way to build assets in your homeland.
Also, buying or building a home in Guatemala is nearly impossible for poor people, Orozco says.
They don't have access to the financial system. There is very little access to mortgages because interest rates are very high.
Exorbitantly high, in fact, hovering around 13%. Here in Comunidad Agraria Emmanuel, houses are going up every month with money from remittances. But the trade-off is an exodus of people. Gonzalez's youngest son just left for the U.S. for work, leaving behind his wife and kids.
No ha visto solución. No sé si se va para allá o para acá regrese.
But Gonzalez says his son didn't make it. U.S. border officials called him. He's not sure if his son will be deported. Even if he is, there's a good chance he'll try his luck again. Single adults generally pay smugglers about $10,000 to cross the U.S. border without detection. They usually get 3 shots at it, which means they keep trying, with earning money to send back home a big motivation.
Es por necesidad, por hacer algo, pues, por la familia.
It's for necessity, Gonzalez says, to do something. It's for the family. Claudia Samayoa is a human rights worker in Guatemala. She says Guatemala as a whole has come to financially rely on remittances. They total around $9.3 billion, or 12% of the country's GDP, sent in increments of about $300 per month.
Our main exportation is people.
That, she says, has a negative impact on families. Guatemalans who go to the U.S. often leave behind all or some of their children to be raised by one parent or their grandparents.
There are some studies saying that the possibility of co-opting children for gangs is exactly because the family structure has been lost.
Still, the lure and economic needs driving migration are propelling more people to leave. Mayra Santizo is frying up beef outside her small home here in Comunidad Agraria Emmanuel. Both her son and daughter recently migrated to the U.S.
Nosotros somos pobres, no tenemos para darle lo que ella.
We're poor, she says. We can't give my daughter what she wants, for herself or her child. And they'll help us out, send us money. But she adds, I didn't want them to go. They're leaving us here, alone. For The World, Emily Green, Comunidad Agraria Emanuel, Guatemala.